With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. In the opening days of his second term, President Trump has moved quickly to rid the government of its DEI policies and programs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After the president signed an executive order last week, all government DEI staff were put on paid leave and will eventually be laid off. Meanwhile, federal agencies have canceled staff training and started removing DEI documents from websites. The president's actions are also impacting the private sector. On Friday, Target said it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate confirmed Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary yesterday.
Republicans had threatened to keep the Senate working through the weekend to install Noem. Republicans already had held the votes necessary to confirm her, and Noem also received some support from Democrats on the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. Noem will oversee U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and Citizen and Immigration Services. Donna Water, Washington.
There'll be a lot on the plate for new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth when he steps into his office on the Pentagon's third floor in the E-Ring on Monday. Issues confronting him beginning Monday morning range from global conflicts and border security to administrative tasks. He'll have to address President Trump's priority to strengthen the U.S. military presence along the southern border. Hegseth will be reviewing whether active duty forces should be used there. Fresh off his unexpected departure from President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, Vivek Ramaswamy has set his sights on becoming governor of Ohio, his home state. He's lining up strategists, plans to announce his run sometime this week. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal from parents in suburban Washington who want to pull their children from elementary school classes that use books that promote homosexuality. The justices say they will review an appeals court decision that went against parents in Montgomery County, Maryland. The moms and dads argue that school policy violates their constitutional religious rights by not allowing them to opt out of lessons that include the books. The plaintiffs argue the public schools can't force kids to participate in instruction that violates their faith. A New York roller derby league has lost its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County Supreme Court judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county east of New York City banned men from competing on women's sports teams at county-owned parks and recreation facilities last year. The league says it will appeal. This is SRN News. Today, January 26th, would have been Paul Newman's 100th birthday. His memory lives on not only in film, but also in the grocery brand Charity, which bears his name.
It's still true of Newman's Own Foods. 100% of the profits from the sales are donated to charity. The Newman's Own Foundation is inviting other companies to follow their lead as part of the late actor's centenary. It's easier for them to do so after Congress passed the Philanthropic Enterprise Act in 2018 during President Trump's first term, as long as they follow the terms of the law. As of 2022, Newman's Own says it had given away $600 million to charities over the years with a focus on supporting children. George Williams reporting.
Some other celebrities celebrating birthday today who are still alive and with us. Actor David Strathairn, he is 76 years old today. Football Hall of Famer Jack Youngblood is 75. Comedian Ellen DeGeneres, 67. This is SRN News.